For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen. Just outside of Charleston, a tractor trailer sits ready to be filled, backed up to a massive warehouse. Montez Seabrook with the Medical University of South Carolina takes us inside.
So we have masks, different types of masks, gloves, Clorox wipes.
This is where the hospital is collecting supplies as it braces for the peak of the coronavirus.
This stuff is just in case scenario if things ever get worse.
Worse, like Italy and New York, where patients spill out into hospital hallways. Doctors and nurses scramble for masks, gloves, ventilators. Then there are the makeshift morgues.
A lot of healthcare workers feel like they're being abandoned.
That's Dr. Sanford Ziegler, a medical director at MUSC's cardiovascular ICU.
I've got friends who've had their colleagues get sick and die. I can't just sit back and take that.
So he started a website called Heroes Need Masks and a Facebook page, encouraging people to scour their communities for personal protective equipment or PPE.
You know, the first time I donated to the ER, the nurse who accepted the items, her voice cracked when she said thank you.
The generosity quickly caught on, with people sharing patterns for sewing masks and collecting supplies. Renee Harvey has been volunteering. Her husband is an anesthesia resident who has an increased risk of exposure to COVID-19 because he helps people breathe. The thought of he and others without proper PPE.
It's horrifying to me, and it's not fair. So that's been my calling recently.
She's been reaching out to construction workers, boat makers, veterinarians, anyone she can think of who might have PPE. The response has been overwhelming.
You know, I always say that I'm always surprised, but I'm not, because this is Charleston and that is how Charleston responds to everything, you know.
She even contacted State Senator Marlon Kempson, who's been spreading the word through social media.
I was proud to lend my voice, and I think it gives people a mechanism to feel like they are too engaged in the fight while staying at home.
So many people reached out. MUSC opened that donation site a couple of weeks ago.
We're literally the front lines of the hospital, and so it means a lot to us to have the protective gear that we need in order to care for patients.
Dr. Lacey Minkin-Smith is the director of high-risk infectious disease for the emergency department at MUSC. She's also done a lot of work overseas, where medical resources are limited.
And I certainly never imagined that I would have to use the same sort of thought processes that I do in my work overseas, actually working in the United States.
But because this is a global pandemic, she says the supply chain for personal protection equipment has been squeezed, impacting everyone from those who make PPE to those who ship it.
Even when it exists, it doesn't always get to where it needs to be. And you're definitely seeing that in other cities within the country right now.
Dr. Minkin-Smith says she and her colleagues have long believed there would one day be a global pandemic. Still, she's having a hard time wrapping her head around it.
I think there's always that kind of like, yes, this will happen to someone somewhere, but it does kind of hit you like, oh, it's not just someone somewhere, it's us, and it's now.
She doesn't know if the hospital will see a surge, but she says now is the time to work together, to stockpile supplies and stop the spread. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.